how good will I be today? And boys, the everything seems to be working perfectly this morning. Great job up in New York. It's the John Kincaid Show, CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studio. That's a mouthful. But I can tell you that Rocket Mortgage is going to be with you every step of the way, providing a seamless mortgage experience. You just heard Justin Shackle give you the update on everything you may have slept through last night. I know that Shep is running the board this morning. It's good to be reunited with Shep anytime. Hey, it's good to hang out with you too, JK. It's always good. And then our man Anthony Pierno back. Anthony, does it feel weird to be in the producer's chair after being in the star chair? You know, doing sports updates in the network? It feel weird to be back, you know, producing the show?
Yeah, this kind of does feel beneath me at this point now.
It does. You're really good, by the way. You're really, really good. By the way, I sent two notes to management. I copied two people from management on how great a job Anthony did doing the updates. One of them was responded like, thanks for the feedback. That's awesome. I'm glad to hear that. The other one was like, yeah, we have a lot of people who do really good jobs here at the network.
Yeah, thanks, JK, for that. Appreciate it.
Look, we're always having fun. Always having fun. Look, I always offer my opinion on things. That's why I do this. That's why I do a radio show, and that's why I'm glad to be hanging out with you this morning. And I hope that we are going to have a blast today. Let me start with a few things you may have missed last night. How about the Philadelphia 76ers not ready for primetime? Are you ready for that? Are you ready for that hot sports opinion right off the bat? That the Sixers continue to show why they are not a threat for an NBA title. And yes, save it. They are not a threat for an NBA title. Why? I will tell you first thing. It's the skipper and Gilligan put together. And if you don't know Gilligan's Island, then I'll try to find another reference. Who's a bumbling fool from a television show in recent memory? Guys, is there a bumbling fool, anybody I can point to, that's a bumbling, absolute buffoon at their job? Modern TV, Anthony, give me one. Somebody. Somebody from The Office. Somebody from, I don't know, pick one of your shows. Find me somebody who doesn't do their job well. That's Brett Brown. That's Brett Brown of the Philadelphia 76ers. Brett Brown couldn't coach his way out of a wet paper bag. And all you need to do with the Sixers is get a game into a tight strategic situation, and the man is going to be outcoached. Period. Flat out. If you don't know it by now, you're not paying attention to NBA basketball. If you don't know by now why the Celtics are like 22-4 or some ungodly number like that in their last 26 against the Philadelphia 76ers, look at the man in charge. Brett Brown is not a strategist. He can, put a lineup out on the court. If the boys have a great night on the court, he can be fine. You get him into a game where in the last 3 minutes, he's got to be strategic. Again, the man's playing Connect Four while other coaches in the NBA are, out there playing chess. If you want to know why the Sixers are not a threat, and you can keep, here they come. I hear about it all the time. Look, I'm a Philly native. I'd love to see them do well. But if you want the truth, the reason is that Brett Brown was a great guy to oversee a team that had nothing to play for. Brett Brown was a great guy to try to teach some players fundamentals, raise their skill level. Brett Brown was a hell of a coach for a team that was looking purposefully to lose 55, 60 games a year. He was absolutely the best coach possible. He kept things positive. He had great energy. He cared about the job. He cared about his players. But folks, now you've given Brett Brown the keys to a really, really nice car, and he doesn't know how to maneuver it. A little bit of water on the road, a little bit of bad weather, and Brett Brown is doing 25 with his hazards on in the far right lane, scared to drive. That's the reason. And that's the fact that the Sixers won't get where they need to be. You need to have a coach. You need to have a guy who is a strategist, not just a rah-rah guy, not just a guy who can teach fundamentals, not a guy who could keep things positive when you were losing 55, 60 games a year. That's Brett Brown. He doesn't get the job done. And he has enough people smooching his backside in that Philly media and in the Philly fan base that are covering for him because they like him. They like him. And guess what? I like a lot of people I've covered in sports. I like a lot of guys. Draw a line of demarcation. Do your damn job. If you're a member of the media and if you're a fan base, please get your heads out of your collective backsides. And realize what, if you don't know why Boston continually beats the Sixers, if you haven't figured it out yet, go watch the games. Watch last year's playoff series. It's abysmal. Absolutely abysmal. So yesterday, in the world of college basketball, we see Tennessee return the favor to Kentucky. Remember, just a few weeks ago, we were being told, wow, yeah, Tennessee, they really are. They're not the team we thought they were. They're not the team we thought they were. Look what Kentucky did to them. Kentucky exposed them. Well, they got a chance to return the favor yesterday. And look, I don't know what Tennessee's going to do in this NCAA tournament coming up. I don't know if they're going to deliver on the promise. I do know this. This is the best Tennessee team I've seen in a hell of a long time. And when they lost to Kentucky a few weeks ago by, it was like 20 points, but it really didn't seem even that close, at Kentucky, everybody wrote this team off. And then yesterday, they returned the lopsided favor. I'm looking at the top of college hoops and saying, this is going to be one of the absolute best NCAA tournaments in this regard. The top of the rankings, the top teams. If you were to just go eight right now, let's go eight. If you're, and we're going to probably debate some of the eight best teams. But if we threw Michigan State out of the Big Ten, we throw in Kentucky and Tennessee out of the SEC. I'll throw in Gonzaga, obviously, number one. There's five. And then I'll give you Duke, Virginia, North Carolina. Folks, those are your top eight seeds. Those are your one and two of all the teams out there. Those are your one and two seeds in each of the brackets. Folks, this is going to be the best NCAA tournament, top-heavy NCAA tournament we've seen in a while. We've got a lot of teams that have a chance to win something. We have a lot of depth. We've got teams that have that go two and three deep on their bench, which is something you don't see as much in today's college hoops. But if you're just, again, I'll just give them to you again, Tennessee and Kentucky, Michigan State and Michigan, Duke, North Carolina, Virginia, and Gonzaga. Those are your top two seeds in each of your brackets right now. Each of those regions. That is as top-heavy a field, because I will tell you right now, any one of those eight teams that I just mentioned can win a national championship. And with all due respect to Houston, I'm a fan of Temple University out of the American Athletic Conference. Houston's a really nice team, too. They aren't winning six games in a row against top-notch competition. Sorry, that's not happening. Could LSU, you know, check in on that party? Maybe. Could Marquette or Nevada, someone like that? Could Kansas, with no pressure on them? Bill Self teams don't tend to handle pressure well. Could they come in as a three or a four seed in this tournament? Maybe a four? And be the kind of team that this year they can pull the upset without all the pressure on their shoulders? Oh, yeah. It's going to be fun. This NCAA tournament field looks like, if you're just talking about the top seeds, this is the best that I've seen in a while. And that is fun because I really enjoy the NCAA tournament. Hopefully you enjoy college hoops as much as I do. And we will be, of course, following it for you right here on the John Kincaid Show. I got lots of things I'm going to want to get to today, and I know that I'm going to want to make sure that you're allowed to get involved in the conversation. Our toll-free line, 855-212-4CBS, is brought to you by our friends at GEICO. And I got great news for you. There's a quick way that you can save money. You make the switch to GEICO. Go to GEICO.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. So, Anthony Piano, I gave you one job to do. One job. As I approached my trip to New York coming up tomorrow, what was the one job I gave you?
Yeah, I am so sorry. This weather is not looking good.
This really is. I mean, what are you doing now? So what are you doing now? I'm very, very unhappy with this.
We now, have a winter storm warning taking effect beginning at 1 p.m. today, Eastern.
Yeah, now what's good is that thankfully I've got some friends that have connections with LaGuardia, and they say, oh, LaGuardia will be fine by tomorrow morning. They'll have that thing humming like a, purring like a kitten. But you were supposed to have nice weather for me.
5 to 8 inches.
That's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. That's unbelievable.
And then more snow on Friday and Saturday.
That's when I'm supposed to be coming back.
Well, you might not be coming back on time.
So that means, in other words, next Sunday I might have to be coming to the studios to do the show.
Yeah, how about that?
I might get delayed in New York and have to, like, just come to the studios and do the show. No, it's not a great thing. I gave you one thing to do, and I gave you great... I asked for good weather. I asked for good weather. I'm telling you. Don't make my trip to New York miserable. Please, weather, don't do it.